Hey, welcome. This is Off-Grid Percussion Control for Dark Rollers, an intermediate Ableton lesson focused on giving percussion a human, slightly sinister swing while keeping the kick and snare locked for sub-clarity. I'm going to walk you through a practical workflow you can replicate right now, add coach notes and advanced ideas, and finish with a short practice you can time yourself on. Ready? Let's go. Lesson overview. The goal here is simple. Create controlled, musical off-grid percussion for dark rolling drum and bass. You'll learn to push and pull percussion hits at the millisecond level, keep groove consistency with the groove pool, use Ableton's stock devices to shape tone and dynamics, and turn humanized feel into aggressive rollers that sit with sub-bass and tight snares. Expect exact device chains, micro-timing values you can try right away, and arrangement tricks to build tension and release. What you will build. You'll make a 16-bar rolling DNB percussion loop, where the kick and snare stay tight and on-grid, and hats, shakers, toms and metallics live slightly off-grid with controlled push and pull and a little randomized jitter. The percussion group will have a consistent tone and drive and you'll be able to change its off-grid behavior with a single macro or by automating clips. There's a short arrangement idea at the end so you can use these perks for tension and release. Tools. This lesson uses Ableton Live stock devices, drum rack, simpler or sampler, groove pool, beat repeat, EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue, drum bus, utility, reverb, echo, frequency shifter, redux, and if you have suite, the LFO device VMAX for live for advanced timing modulation. Step-by-step walkthrough. Step 1. Set the foundation with kick and snare. Create a drum rack and call it foundation. Put your kick on the first pad. Tune to match the sub. Put your snare or clap on pad 5. With a solid mid-high transient, quantize their MIDI tightly to 1/16 or 1/32, and do not apply any groove to these clips. Group the drum rack, use Command or Control G to make a foundation bus. On that bus, put EQ8 with a low cut at about 30 Hz and a slight dip around 200 to 400 Hz if things clash. Add glue compressor with an attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 4:1 and makeup as needed. Finish with drum bus, drive 1 to 3 and transient plus 3 to taste, and a utility with width kept centered for mono low end. The point is to keep a tight pocket and an unmovable low end. Step 2. Program your percussion palette. Make a new MIDI track and load a drum rack for perks. Use simpler on each pad set to classic. One-shot mode. Map small hats, open hats and rides, shakers on off beats, and toms or metallic effects as ghost accents. Think in three functional layers. Attack. Clicks and tiny hats, body, shakers and mid perks, color, metallic hits and FX. Treat each layer differently for timing and stereo. Step 3. Build a rough on-grid MIDI skeleton. Program a 1 or 2 bar loop on-grid so you have a consistent reference to humanize later. Vary velocities, for example hats between 80 and 100, shakers 60 to 85, ghost toms 30 to 60. This gives you something to compare against when you apply humanization. Step 4. Add controlled micro timing with groove pool. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove. Try MPC 8 beat or a swingy reference like 70s shuffle, or extract a groove from a breakbeat. Apply the groove to individual percussion clips and tweak the groove parameters. Good starting ranges, timing 20 to 40% for push/pull feel, random 5 to 20% for micro jitter, velocity 20 to 50% to add dynamic life. Set the timing base cue to 1/16 or 1/32 depending on subdivision. Important tip. Apply different groove amounts per clip. Hats can be more pushed, shakers slightly behind, metallics different again. You want intentional variety. Step 5. Convert to audio and nudge for sample accurate control. When the MIDI groove feels right, consolidate and either freeze and flatten or export the percussion loop to audio. Turn warp off on the clip if you're planning micro nudges, or work with transient markers if you keep it warped. Zoom in and nudge transients by small amounts. Try moving a hi-hat 6 to 15 milliseconds forward for a subtle push, or move a shaker 10 to 30 milliseconds back to make it lay behind the kick. These are starting points. Have the amount if it sounds extreme. You can automate the amount of off-grid feel by crossfading between an on-grid and an off-grid clip. Step 6. Build the percussion device chains using stock devices. On each percussion chain or on the percussion bus, use this chain, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz to protect the sub, saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive and soft clip enabled, compressor with a fast attack of 1 to 5 ms and a moderate ratio to tame peaks, drum bus on the bus with drive 3 to 6 and a small transient plus 2, utility for stereo adjustments, widening non-kick elements to around 110 to 140%, but keeping low mids mono using EQ8 in M/S mode. For ambience use two sends, a short plate, reverb with dry/wet around 15 to 25% and a ping pong echo set to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted with low feedback filtered to remove mud. Step 7, add controlled randomness and dynamic variations. Insert beat repeat after the drum rock on the percussion bus for micro rolls. Try interval 1/16, grid 1/32, chance 15 to 30%, repeat 3 to 8, gate around 0.05 to 0.15. Automate beat repeat on only for sections you want to explode. For live MIDI humanization, use the random and velocity MIDI devices before the drum rack. Random chance 15 to 30%, small pitch jitter for metallics if you like. Step 8, arrange and automate for tension and release. A simple 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8 introduce bass percussion and subtle off-grid hats. Bars 9 to 12 increase groove timing or engage beat repeat for micro rolls. Bars 13 to 16 pull percussion back to on grid or drop them for a half bar break and reintroduce with distortion and filter for the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.